Welcome to the Remix Podcast. This is your boy Brando as your host, and here I have my guest and co-host from time to time, Tyquan Davis. Tyquan, how's it going?
Going fantastic. How are you?
Going fantastic. Okay day. You know, quarantine and such.
Yeah, it's been a little rough.
It's been a little rough, but since people want to know more about it, the people on the podcast, I thought I'd interview all of you one by one, starting with you. So, you ready?
I'm ready, Freddy.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Break it down. All right, first things first, I have a question. What is your favorite school subject?
My favorite school subject is forensics. I love forensics. I love learning about crime and law. And
you want to know where to hide a dead body?
No. It doesn't teach you all that. It just teaches you, anatomy.
You want to know where to hide a dead body?
No.
That's all I'm getting from this.
No.
Considering I know you in real life, you're literally a psychopath.
No.
So
no, back in 10th grade, I wanted to be a forensic scientist.
But that, like, don't, that shit changes you. I saw all the pictures and stuff. That's why I backed out. Yeah, because like that could actually change you. Like, I actually met a forensic scientist once, and he said, if you were to go into that field, like, the shit you would see, like, you wouldn't.
Yeah, they said it's equivalent to war.
Yeah, they say that, and then they also say you wouldn't know what another person will go through just to harm someone else.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's crazy. Like,
yeah, you find out a lot about people.
Yeah, and then you throw them away from life. Well, with that being said, I mean, right now, we are out of school for coronavacation.
Yeah, and I'm graduated because of what happened.
Technically
but, graduated.
I know, of course, you're mad about the online work, but like, are you gonna do it, or are you gonna?
I'm gonna try my best.
Are you gonna be one of these people that are like, either A, I'm not gonna do it, or B, I'm gonna keep making petitions and writing speeches like the superintendent cares.
I'm not a petition type of person. Like, especially what's going on right now with the whole. Did you hear about the Trump supporters petitioning in Michigan with their assault rifles and stuff? Like, that's not a petition. Yeah, that's an act of war. And
yeah, that is technically an act
of war. But I'm gonna try my best to do the work that I have to do to graduate. Well, ensure graduation.
Do you just think like people should just like shut up and just do the work?
I think people should just shut up and stay in their house and find something to do while you're in there. There's so many people that are out there finding things to do in their house, and it's actually changing the world.
Like, you could be the person to find the cure
for freaking cancer or something, or the coronavirus. But you're too busy outside.
You know, we can't say coronavirus.
Sorry, COVID-19.
We have to bleep.
We're gonna bleep that. We're gonna say the virus. How about that? But it just doesn't make sense. Like, why are you out there? You're risking your life going out there for what? Nothing's gonna change. You're basically just you're crying to yourself, basically.
Yeah, I feel like it's a lot of I can't do anything, and this is all your fault. Like, I feel like
you would be able to do something if you stayed in the house.
Everybody's looking for someone to blame. Like, the only person you can blame here
is yourself
for going out.
Because you're going out.
The more you go out, the more we're going to have to stay inside, basically. Like, even if this COVID-19 thing is a fake, the government's not going to take us out of isolation until we listen to their orders and stay inside. So right now, I think the best we can do is just sit down and let it happen. Number two, I hear you have a guitar, so this is my next question. When did you learn how to play the guitar, and how many songs can you play on?
I learned how to play guitar. Actually, I got my first guitar when I was about 12. My brother had gave it to me. Actually, he had bought it for me. from a garage sale of all places. It was a Spanish guitar, classical music. It was freaking amazing. I loved it. And ever since then, I've like fell in love with instruments and stuff like that. So I just kind of, that's what I'm doing during this COVID-19 lockdown. But
I, because you bought a trumpet recently too.
Yeah, I did buy a trumpet recently.
Yeah.
But songs, there's a few songs that I know, but I really like making my own music. Makes me really in touch with the guitar itself, you know.
Yeah, I feel that. Is there like a song that like a popular song that you can play? Like, give us a little snippet of right now.
Let me see if I can do it without messing up.
Give us a little vocal so you can sing a little bit.
Let me see here. Oh, you know, forget it. I'm gonna play the one that I always go to. Messed up a little bit, but yeah. It's an older song. I don't expect a lot of people to know it.
I think most people would be surprised by how good you're doing. Because, like, I mean, there's a lot of musically inclined people, but still, like, they don't play guitar.
Yeah.
Guitar is probably one of the hardest instruments to learn.
It's a lot of notes.
Hand-eye coordination, yeah, and a lot of notes. It's really cool that you learned how to do that. Have you ever thought about, like, teaching the class? Or just, like, teaching one of your friends, like, one-on-one, like, hey.
Yeah, there's this girl that I'm kind of trying to talk to right now, and I'm trying to teach her how to play guitar.
Oh, smooth. Casanova giving out.
Casanova giving out.
Giving lessons. Out. Giving out.
Yeah.
You just hit her up one day, just like, hey, by the way, I play guitar. Want to get a little hair sometime? Just, like,
yeah, you want to listen sometime?
Do you play in a band? No.
I did. That was like back in 2016. It was like an alternative to, like, kind of just us making our own music and vibing. It wasn't really, like, well known, but, you know.
I did it.
I did it.
Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah, basically, well, I did it.
Wasn't well known, I did it. Would you ever want to, like, blow up and, like, tour the country?
With music?
Like, just playing music?
Well, you know me, man. Music is my... It's the thing that I like to do, but
it's not a cooking. Thing that you
cooking
make a career
is my
out of. Yeah.
Cooking
yeah,
is
your
my
career.
Thing.
Yeah.
But if this does blow off or blow up, or if I blow, blow up, off. Not blow off, if I blow up from this, from actually just playing music and stuff, I would love to tour. It'd be awesome. See the world. See, you know, a lot of things I haven't seen. Being stuck here in this godforsaken state that a lot of people like for some reason.
I swear, we have literally five lakes, and all of a sudden we're like the greatest state in the Midwest. Like, I never understood that.
I don't understand, like, it either. I've been here for 18 like, years I swear, and don't understand it still.
We're better than Ohio. Okay, that's not even like.
Sorry, Ohio listeners, question. But yeah.
Yeah, sorry, Ohio listeners. We're better than you.
And I'm pretty sure that some of you were probably like, yeah, you are.
Dude, I literally talk to people from Ohio all the time, and then they go, oh, no, you're not better than Ohio. And I'm like, what do you have? Cedar Point. Okay. The Toledo Zoo. Toledo's basically Michigan, if we're being honest. What else do you have? Kings Island. What is that? like you guys have nothing really. Like, it's like, it's farms.
Yeah, farms,
crappy football
animals,
teams.
Crappy football teams.
Crappy football teams. You guys had LeBron. You couldn't even keep him. So exactly. I mean, how good are you really? Everybody from Ohio just unsubscribed. Like, I am no longer listening to your podcast. No F longer them.
They're
me
so
money.
Mean. Look, this podcast isn't here for us to be nice. It's for us to tell you the ugly truth. So stay in tune.
Just put viewer discretion as advice at the beginning of every single one. Which you might get butthurt because we shit on your state. But yeah. Other than that, like, what's my next question? Oh, have you played any sports other than, like, I don't even know where I'm going with other than, have you played any sports? Like,
I only played football in seventh grade, and I got hit so bad, and I just didn't want to play after that. I was like, yeah,
this isn't funny anymore.
Actually, our friend Terry, I played against his team a few times. We actually didn't notice until I got into the class that we all met in his culinary.
Yeah, Terry's our co-host. And, Terry's the another.
Yeah, he's another co-host
on this show.
You guys will interview him.
Yeah, I'll be back tomorrow. To interview your boy. A lot of people. A lot of people don't know how this podcast came into the making. Me and Tyquan were the original idea men behind
this. OG idea men.
If you ask Naya, she'll say no, but it was really us.
Yeah, we were kind of on it since the beginning of the year when we first met.
We've already had this. Naya, you're here now, but you weren't always here. But yeah, so do you want to talk about why we never finished our or got through our original podcast, why that never came into fruition, why it never happened?
Seems like it's a lot to do. And the beginning, the people that we were going to do it with originally, they weren't really as motivated to do it as me and you. It was a thing with more money. Like, I seemed like I was like, me and you kind of like the only people that were actually going to put in money to this. And I wasn't really down for that.
Yeah.
For like mics and stuff. And we met these people and they said that they would, you know, do what they could.
Yeah. I think what we were trying to do was way harder than what we do now. Thanks to actually today's sponsor, Anchor. Thank you for
making it so easy for us to make this podcast.
yeah. We have to pay them.
It's been fun. It's a fun.
We have to get paid somehow. So you guys probably heard the ad at the beginning of me and my horrible voice walking you through the reason why we chose Anchor. Most of you guys are probably listening to this on anchor.fm, the website, or you're probably listening to this on the Anchor app. And if you downloaded the Anchor app, thank you. And also, if you're listening to this, thank you.
Subscribe to us, please.
Yeah, subscribe.
We need it.
By the way, we're pretty funny people. I hope you know that. Thank you for listening and putting money in my pocket. Because we're broke. Corona has a. I can't say that word.
COVID-19
has made it harder for us to work. So make money for doing stuff we love. So thank you for sponsoring.
Yay. Sponsorship. Selling out.
Woo. We just need a big crowd in the back.
We need a laugh track.
Yeah.
But anyway, back to the questions. We're gonna get into some more heavy, hard hitting questions.
So, all right, let's get this over with.
A restaurant.
I work at a restaurant. Yeah.
It's like Asian cuisine.
It's Korean and Japanese.
Yeah. Okay. And you're a bartender, right?
bartender slash
waiter.
What do you call it? Waiter. Yeah.
Yeah. So, what has been like the worst thing or the most embarrassing moment that you've had at work? Just like that was like, I don't even want to go back tomorrow because of how bad that was.
Okay, so not saying that I love like the LGBT community. They're awesome. There's some awesome people in there. But there was just one person that kind of made it uncomfortable. And no offense to
all
anybody.
All of our LGBT subscribers. Just
yeah, I know. Please don't subscribe if you subscribe. But I'm not in the LGBT community. I know, shocker, huh? But I'm not, you know.
Yeah, just everybody is now like sitting there in shock, like Taekwondo's gay, like.
But no, yeah, okay. So I was at work, and I wait this old guy. He's an older guy.
Okay.
And he asked for Coke and rum, basically. So I got him the Coke and rum. And he's waiting for his son. I was like, okay, cool.
Son, alright. So easy.
We'll say son. Well, actually, no. Sorry, but that's what he called him. But he was transitioning into a woman. Like, so we were like waiting non-binary. For his. Yeah. So basically, we're gonna say to keep it respectful, her. We're gonna keep it respectful.
Oh, so it was his son transitioning into a female.
Into a female, yes.
So it was his daughter, essentially.
Yeah, his daughter. But he said that I'm waiting for my son. So I'm gonna keep it. If
you're gonna respect,
if that. He's talking about her, I'm gonna say then I'm gonna say son. If he's talking about her,
okay.
But if I'm talking about her, I'm gonna call her. Okay. Yeah, these are all in quotes. How about that? We'll keep it.
It's all in the air right now.
Yeah, yeah. But I go over there after she gets there, and I was like, hello. Like, my name's Ty. Can I start you off with any appetizers, any drinks, anything like that? And she looks at me. And if you guys don't know, I'm a pretty good looking person.
Wow.
And that's not trying to
your
flex.
Ego.
What do you think, Brandon?
Your ego.
No.
Rub it a little bit more, don't you?
Yeah, I'm just gonna freaking. Yeah. Anyways, she looks at me. And she asked for some water and some tea, stuff like that. And then I got her the water and the tea. She started flirting with me. When I say it got freaking uncomfortable, it was in front of her dad, too. I got so uncomfortable, I did not want to come back in to work the next day because I felt like
they were going to be there.
Like she was going to be, like, she was just going to be there, yeah. Like,
what if the dad was like, date my daughter? He just looks up at you. And he's like, "Have you seen that Swoozy video where he's like, he's scared to like kiss a girl, and then the dad comes up and he goes, you better kiss my daughter, or I swear to God.'"
Yeah.
What if he did that? He goes, "You better date my daughter."
I'd be like, "I'm sorry."
I'm so sorry.
But yeah, that happened, and then same people. Yeah, he goes, the son, or the
daughter.
The dad goes, the dad,
oh.
I meant to say. The dad goes, yeah, my son would like, and then he goes, you mean your daughter? And I wanted to be like, I don't know, for some reason it was kind of funny to me, I'm sorry, but it was kind of funny to me.
Like how
I almost laughed.
How the dad just...
Because it kind of caught me.
It came out of left field. You were just like,
it came out of nowhere. So I was like, oh,
Taekwondo's like,
I hear another table calling me. I have to go check on them really quick. I'm sorry. They're like, no, it's fine. I went to the back and I started laughing, and my boss called me and he goes, what are you laughing at? I was like, nothing. He's like, if you can't handle that table, I can give it away to someone else. And I was like, no, because they kind of got some good drinks over there. They got a couple of drinks, and that's going to be a pretty expensive bill, so that means I get a better tip. So
I think
I'll keep that table.
I think not.
But at the end of the night, they gave me a really good tip. I think it was like a $30 tip for like a 40-something dollar bill, which is really good. Because if anybody knows how tips go, that's really good. Because I gave him a few free drinks, the dad, because he was pretty cool with me.
He's a pretty cool dude.
Yeah, he was a pretty cool dude.
Pretty cool dude. Even though he can't call his daughter, but you know.
Even you can't call your daughter, daughter. Hey. Like, come on, man. It's 2020, and you can't call your daughter a female. What's going on?
Wayne said,
he needs some brain surgery. You need some like, come brain on, man.
since we already started, let's talk about the impressions. Taekwondo's some really good impressions. I have multiple ones. I end up naming them. I don't know why, because like I swear Taekwondo.
Yeah, you named them, and you didn't even tell me the names to them, most of them.
But like Taekwondo will just start talking in like an impression or like an accent. I'll go along
just
with
out of
it.
Nowhere. That's just me.
I'll go along with it, and I like it's a completely different person. And I'll be like having a whole conversation with them, and I'll be like. Yeah, and I'll be talking to this kid. I'll be talking to Taekwondo, but like he's a completely different person. Then Taekwondo will go back to his regular voice, and I'm like, "Oh, what's up, Taekwondo? How are you doing, bud?" let's do the one from earlier today. Giuseppe,
Giuseppe, yes. Giuseppe. Do you want the meatball sub?
I swear I'm not racist. He wasn't being this racist earlier. It wasn't about race earlier.
You fired me earlier. Yet you want me back.
Giuseppe, please. Not in front of all these people.
Anything else?
I feel like we should save the one for a later episode.
The one.
But I think I should.
I should. Yes, buddy. Yes. How can I help you?
How's it going?
It is going fantastic for me. How are you, buddy?
You still selling insurance?
Yes, I am selling low cost insurance. It's called Low Life Down.
Low Life Down.
Yes, it's for the people that cannot afford insurance.
Well, how much does it cost, Mr.?
Well, it depends on the car, you know, the car. And
the car? I thought it was on life insurance.
It's life insurance, too. It's full coverage. It depends on your personal health, if you smoke or not, you know. Because that all, you know, it's something
that
you have to worry about.
What does that have to do with my car?
But,
What if I just want to get in car insurance from you? What if I already have life insurance?
Okay, car insurance. Let's say it's a Cadillac, right? Let's say a nice Cadillac, probably like a 2016 or so.
I own a Honda Civic.
Honda Civic? Yeah. That would be
$325. $325?
Yes.
For $3.25.
$325.
Plus tax or no?
That's with tax.
Oh, that's with tax. So $325 with tax. That's not that bad.
It's not really that bad, is it?
No.
Anyways, we kind of got off track here. Bit longer for what I thought it was gonna be.
But he does a lot more impressions. We don't want to give them away. We might do something with them later in this series. So don't want to.
And there might be a special guest involved. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Yeah, we've made a portal to cross over into another dimension, and we're gonna have some interdimensional guests coming through the portal at all times. But other than that, what is the most embarrassing? I don't want to just go straight to girlfriends. That's a touchy subject. And it's not good to rate women. So, you know, what was the most like broken? Have you felt after a breakup, and like how did you get over it?
Like
how did you just
the
dig
last...
yourself out of that rut? Because you know, a lot of people go through breakups.
Yeah.
Again, you know, and there's a moment when you see them down, and next moment, you gotta pick yourself up. So.
Yeah. Well, the last relationship I was in was pretty, the breakup was pretty bad. And
I was there.
Yeah, you were there. You were there. Somebody would do an interview of you two and tell your side of the story. Anyway.
Somebody will eventually come in here. Well, not like I'm the main host or anything. They'll come in and be like, oh my God. Let me interview you.
Yeah, so I was with this girl for a year and 3 months. And she ended up breaking it off with me. So we were no longer dating. And I found out a lot of things about her. I'm not going to get too into touchy-feely parts, you know. But I found out a lot about her and kind of pissed me off a little bit. Kind of got me upset, really kind of angry.
Yeah.
And I found kind of a dark path. But you guys were always there for me. But the main thing that kind of got my mind off of it is cooking and music. Those are the two things that kind of just come to me naturally. That's just like whenever my parents hear my name, they think about, okay, what is he going to cook? Or if my grandmother hears my name, okay, what song is he going to play on guitar this time? Like, that's just me. Like, always walking around the house with a guitar in my hand, or if I'm not, then I'm in the kitchen cooking, and that kind of just got my mind off of it. Yeah. Anything else?
I am on the phone. I was wondering where you were going. Oh, bye. All right, I got one more question for you, and this is probably going to be the last question of the episode for you. What is something that you can do that most people don't know you can do?
Something I can do that most people don't know I can do.
Yeah, like something that's like you need, like the, what were they called them? Like hidden talents or whatever?
Hidden talents? Yeah. I'm kind of out there with my
the tongue thing, like where you
no,
where you like.
I'm kind of really out there with my talents, like I don't know, kind of. I not a lot of people know that I like to draw and that I actually can draw and paint. Painting's something that I know how to do too. I guess that would be like kind of like the other thing, or like. Like an instrument that I haven't played, I've never played before, never picked up, never seen anything like that. I will figure it out in a matter of seconds on how to play it. The this next day,
everything
come with,
but the trumpet, apparently.
Well, I have to get my trumpet fixed. That's the reason. And I can come back the next day, and I'll play you a song.
Once you get your trumpet fixed, you'll play me a song.
I will play you a song once I get my trumpet fixed after the COVID-19 lockdown.
You're just gonna pull up to my house and serenade me.
Yes, I'll play a nice little Spanish tune.
Uptown Funk.
Oh, you want to play some Uptown Funk? I can play some Uptown Funk.
Yeah.
Uptown Funk. Can we get copyrighted from that? I don't know.
No, there's no music here. There's no saying the lyrics.
Oh, okay, cool.
Pretty sure that falls under fair use. I need to read fair use if I want to keep this going, or I'm gonna actually get us copyrighted one day. But I have one last question. Is there anything you want to ask me, since no one's ever gonna come to interview me?
Something to ask you?
Yeah, I'm gonna get you guys to ask me one question every episode. So the fans that don't know, well, fans, y'all don't like us like that, but the listeners that don't know particularly who I am, they could be coming from Terry or Brianna or Naya or you. They could not know who I am, so they can get to know me. I would like if you guys would try to find a question to ask me at the end of every episode. So, okay.
Well, okay, let me start off with something easy. What's your favorite type of music? Favorite genre
of music?
Yeah.
Like a lot of R&B.
R&B.
Yeah.
Like what singer?
I like a lot of old school R&B, but newer singer?
It can be
any. I like New Edition, Bobby Brown. They're really good. Yeah. More recent, what's his name? Brent Fiazzi. I don't know how to say his last name. He's good. And of course, my boy, we sing his songs all the time, Daniel Caesar.
Yes, Daniel Caesar.
We sing his songs literally every day. Like, it's not even funny. But yeah, Taekwondo, would you like to tell the audience where they can get your social media, what your social media handles are, so they can know?
Well, it's pretty simple.
Always know what you're up to.
Well, how about we just go? It's really easy. Just go to Instagram, look up Taekwondo Davis. It's on the podcast.
Yeah, it'll be in the description as well.
Yeah, and then
aren't hearing it.
Jesus, I can never get my Snapchat.
It's a lot of numbers, isn't it?
Yeah. It's Taekwon, lowercase t, Taekwon, 844410.
So, 844-10, Taekwon, 844-10, lowercase t, and over
it's
on
Instagram. Actually 844410.
It's 844410. Why do you have so many 44s in there?
I'll tell you after the podcast.
Oh, jeez. But anyway, it's Taekwon, lowercase t, 844410, over on Instagram, Taekwon Davis. Just type it in the search bar to be the first one to show up. And, thank you, Taekwon, for coming out.
Thank you. Life's good. And
spending time with your boy.
I'll see you around, Brandon.
Yep. Shalom. Anyway, The Remix will be posting another podcast probably tomorrow or the next day. So just stay tuned to all social medias and we'll get it out to you as soon as possible. So say bye, Taekwon.
Shalom.
See you.